What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
You don't know what that art is, Mr. Trash. I'd show you, but I'm too old. I'm too tired, I'm too fucking blind. If I were the man I was 5 years ago, I'd take a flamethrower to this place.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
We've said it once, we've said it before, we'll always say it. The truth shall set you free. This is Tim, this is Get Off My Lawn, the Matt Ramblings of a Gen Xer, bringing you everything under the sun, every conversation you want to have, and maybe some you don't. I want to talk about the disgraced founder, Sam Bankman-Fried, of the cryptocurrency fiasco, we'll call it, referred to as the FTX exchange. Of course, he was just arrested in the Bahamas. Federal authorities closed in. Securities fraud. That was on Monday evening. And I find it interesting, and this is why we're going to be calling this one the Conspiracy Files Tuesday, because of the fact that it's strange that Mr. Sam Bankman-Fried was supposed to testify on Capitol Hill today. He was supposed to give his testimony in reference to how he bilked millions and billions of dollars from investors. How everyone lost money, but somehow he's still living the life of Riley. He's still living the lifestyle. He is the great Gatsby. But somehow, and it's just interesting that the arrest comes, like I said, Monday evening, right before he's about to give testimony in reference to what exactly happened. He was going to be on Capitol Hill today. Well, now he's not going to be able to testify. The United States Attorney for the Southern District of New York followed up with a statement saying that his office expects him to move to unseal the indictment in the morning, and they'll have more to say then. So now he's not going to be present at the hearing. That's great, given his arrest, of course. They're saying the committee pre-released a written testimony of FTX CEO John Ray III, which provides insight into what will likely be discussed. But the main culprit, the main guy, the main, here comes the conspiracy theorist, Democratic donor, all of a sudden is now not in a position to testify in reference to what happened at FTX. First of all, I still think cryptocurrency is just a bunch of malarkey. I mean, people can say that the commodities market, the stock market, you know, you're not really investing in anything. You're not really, there's nothing legitimate. And I love it because people think that if you do not have something that you can legitimately hold, that it's not real. And some people think that way, and that's fine. And that's why they think about that way about the stock market, the commodity market, the bonds market, and everything else. But to me, crypto is just was always a little sketchy at best, was always a little dicey. And I find it funny that fund managers and hedge fund managers actually invested in cryptocurrency as well, you know, using the money from the people that have purchased into the fund. And I just find that interesting. But I just find it even more interesting that the biggest Democratic donor of this last election has turned around and been arrested the night before he's supposed to go and give his testimony. Is there someone out there that probably doesn't want this to come to light? Are there Democratic operatives that don't want this to be in the forefront? So if you take away the main component, if you take away the main guy, what testimony can you really get? What testimony are you going to find out? What are you really going to be able to put your finger on the pulse and say, okay, this is what happened? And I loved it because Bankman-Fried, Fried Bankman, whatever his name is, his defense was ignorance. You created almost like a currency exchange where you're taking in billions of dollars, spending billions of dollars, and you're not really sure how it was run. You know, I kind of just hang out and I just do my thing. I just invented this and I actually came up with the name FTX Exchange. That was really like the most I did. That's almost what you think he's going to say. And well, not think, that's what he said a lot. That this is kind of what I did. This is the most I did. I'm really not guilty of anything besides being ignorant of the law. You set up your own exchange currency almost, and you turn around and say you are ignorant of the law. And then all of a sudden, as you're getting ready to give testimony, you all of a sudden get arrested in the Bahamas. Yeah, it's a little bit of a, it's a little bit of a conspiracy. I loved it. And we talked about this with Elon Musk when he was first releasing the Twitter files. And he released the Twitter files. And the first thing he came out and said is, I'm not going to commit suicide. So if anything happens to me, I didn't commit suicide. So the question is, how long is this guy going to be in custody? Bankman-Fried, how long until he commits suicide? How he allegedly commits suicide, or his plane crashes, or something happens? How long until that happens? And I love it because the government says, we allege that Sam Bankman-Fried built a house of cards on a foundation of deception while telling investors that it was one of the safest buildings in crypto. The alleged fraud committed by Mr. Bankman-Fried is a clarion call to crypto platforms that they need to come into compliance with our laws. Compliance protects both those who invest on these and those who invest in crypto's platforms with the tested time safeguards, such as properly protecting customer frauds and separating conflicting lines of business. It also shines a light on into trading platforms conducted by both investors through disclosure and regulatory through examination and authority. To those platforms that don't comply with our security laws, the SEC Security Enforcement Division is ready to take action. So you didn't take action until this happened. He was fine when he was the biggest Democratic donor around. But now that he is being blamed for committing massive fraud, for being, it's not really a Ponzi scheme, but he's gone after and stolen billions of dollars from everyday average Americans, but somehow now we want to go after him as he's getting set to testify. Things that make you go, It really is. Is it a conspiracy? You kind of don't want to think that way, because I've never been a guy that's big conspiracy theory. Do I believe in Bigfoot? I believe there was some animal out there that probably fit the moniker of the title Bigfoot. I'm not saying it was a missing link. I was probably saying maybe it was just an indigenous species of some certain part of the country that, you know, went extinct. Do I believe in aliens? I mean, I think you have to sit there and, I mean, I don't think you need to ponder this, but I do think you have to sit there and think about this for a second. But that if out of all the billions and millions of planets in the universe, and the universe is, we don't know if it's infinite, but this is a large universe, it would be short-sighted to think that we are the only ones or the only people with intelligence out there. That there isn't some, you know, planet out there that has some terrestrial being that is smarter than us or is as smart of us as there isn't some other life form out there. I think it would be short-sighted to ever think that way. So I don't really think that's a conspiracy. But after everything that went on with the Twitter files, after everything that has come to light recently, after the basically almost in some ways the full disclosure of the fact that the Hunter Biden laptop was real, the FBI had it for a year before they admitted it to even being real. You had 51 of the top security experts saying that this was Russian disinformation when they clearly, and the FBI clearly knew this wasn't. And for somehow this, none of this really came out until after the election. And it was, you know, you have Jim Baker sitting there as the lawyer for the FBI. Then all of a sudden he leaves the FBI right before the election and becomes the head lawyer over at Twitter. And then I love it because we didn't talk about this last week, but he got fired. Elon fired his ass. Why? Because he was scrubbing, or he was approving his own emails that and the information that was going to be released in reference to the Twitter files. He was approving it. The guy that was at the center of the Russian investigation, which turned out to be a hoax, then helped suppress the Hunter Biden laptop story, is scrubbing the information that reporters are getting in reference to what happened in regards to the Twitter files. That is a conspiracy at the top level. So you have to find it interesting that Sam Bankman-Fried gets arrested the day before he is going to testify in reference to what happened. I can't, you know, it's like I said, I'm not sitting here with the conspiracy thing. I'm not sitting here telling you that you know, that this is what the government does. I don't have the shadow government and shadow banning. We're going to get into shadow banning and all that stuff, because we all knew that was going on with the lovely Twitter files. But it's getting more and more interesting. It's easier and easier to think now that the Democratic Party, what they're trying to do is hold on to power any way they can. And I've said it before, you run a banana republic, you run a dictatorship, the first thing that you need to do is control the media. So they're sitting there controlling the media narrative by going through social media, which right now is where people get most of their information, instead of terrestrial media on television, on cable, and everything else. This is where they get their information. So if you control Facebook, you control Twitter, you control Instagram, you control Google, you control how information is disseminated and how people get this information. And if you're one party and your whole idea is to squash a story which you know will hurt your candidate, which in some ways, I can't wait till January, because I would love to see these investigations, because there are so many things that Joe Biden lied about. I've never had anything to do with my son's business dealings. I've never met any of them, any of the people he's done business with, even though there's multitudes of pictures on the laptop of him meeting with people. I've never spoken to anyone, even though there's multitudes of emails of him directly communicating with his business partners while he was a vice president. I know, you got to think about it for a second. Maybe there's something there. Maybe. And I've said it before, and I've say it again. You know, Donald Trump, for all of his faults, understood that the swamp needed to be drained.
This town needs an enema.
And it needs to be flushed out. It really does, because you have a small segment, you have a small political power that just wants to stay in power. And that's why they want socialism. That's why they want communism. Because if you have socialism and communism, those in the government become rich, and those that are not become poor. You never see people sit there and go, really, I want to defect to Cuba. Is that possible? Hey, can I defect to China? Because they got a lot of freedoms there. I love the people that have come over from these dictatorships in these communist countries. And they speak. And they speak so eloquently about how their life was before they came to the United States. Before, what they had to go through, what they had to live through. I loved it because it was Jay-Z and Beyonce. They went to Cuba when they had Cuba opened up. And this is how ignorant we are as a society, because these are role models. But they went to Cuba, and Beyonce said, you know, it was so cute and quaint that they had all these old cars in Cuba. How dumb are you to say that? I mean, literally, how dumb are you? They have these old cars because they're not getting anything else, because they are a communist country. Because if you have a 1963 Chevy, that's going to be passed down to your family, to your family, to your family, because you don't have the money to go buy another vehicle. You have to keep it running. You have to keep it pristine, because this is what you have. It's not quaint. What's quaint is your stupidity and ignorance as an American. But you sit there and you have these people that have come over from these countries. You have these people that are happy to be here, that understand that what they had before was so horrid, and this was an opportunity to come and expand and have their family grow and create a life. And we have segments of the government, segments of the population that are trying to take those people back and put them into communist and socialist ideas. Why? Why do people sit there and think this is a great idea? I love it when they were like, you know, well in certain countries, you know, you don't have to pay for anything. You know, everything's free. Healthcare is free. School is free. They also don't tell you pay like 50% in taxes. And that's only government taxes. Then you got like another 18% in your state and municipal taxes. Well, I don't think they call them state or municipal tax. I forget what they're called. Your county taxes. So you're paying like 60% of your salary in taxes so you can have free education and free healthcare. And that's great if you don't get sick or have kids. That's a great way to live life. We've just gone in such a crazy direction. We really have. And you just have to laugh because, you, like I said, you have these people that want to drag us back to where we were in colonial days under the rule of the English.
Hello, love.
That's from my friend Dom. My friend Dom is from England, so he loves it when I do my British accent.
Hello, love. We're going to put me a shrimp on the barbie.
It just makes your head hurt. It really does. It just makes you think that maybe there is something more going on. Maybe there's something that we just don't see and that we just don't know. And some people are more ignorantly bliss not knowing these things, not knowing what the government's doing, thinking that the government is always on their side, thinking that the government is always doing what's best for the people. When in the basic idea of the government, it is to maintain control. That's why Trump was so hated. And listen, Trump was a nut. Trump did some weird stuff and said some weird shit that he was a little out there. But he understood one thing: smaller government. Give the power back to the people. Have the people make their own decisions. Have the people direct their own lives. Have the people understand that they need to do what's best for them and their family, not do what's best for the collective. I love the day that Hillary Clinton came out when she was running 16 and said, it takes a village to raise a child. No, it takes a parent to raise a child, not a village. You don't need a collective of people raising your children. You are smart enough, you are intelligent enough, well, maybe not Gen Z, but you are smart enough, you are intelligent enough to understand what is good for you, what is good for your family, what is good for everything around you. You don't need the government telling you, you need to go to school to do this, you need to do this, you need to do that, because it's good for the collective. And I've always, they always say, you know, the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few. And that's always the juxtaposition for government. The needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few. Well, the problem is the needs of the many fuel and give power to the few. And the few are those that are in government. And I'm not sitting here with a government conspiracy, because this is Conspiracy Tuesday. I'm not sitting here with a government conspiracy. I'm not saying that. But I'm just saying that I think people need to start using their mind. People need to start thinking. People need to start seeing what's in front of them. I don't know. Like I said, I'm not going to sit here and tell people that, you know, it's you know, it was done on purpose. But like I said, a lot of U.S. representatives right now are questioning the wisdom of arresting Sam Bankman-Fried the day before he was set to testify before Congress. The day before. Lee Zeldin of New York was one of those that criticized it big time. Says, tomorrow, Sam Bankman-Fried was scheduled to testify in front of the House of Representative committees. Now breaking tonight, he is arrested. Which, why not allow him to testify first, answer some questions, and then arrest him? And I love it because Maxine Waters, who's a nut, who is the chairwoman of the Financial Services Committees, echoed those same concerns, saying she was disappointed that the arrest happened prior to him giving testimony. Although Mr. Bankman-Fried must be held accountable, the American public deserves to hear directly from Bankman-Fried about the actions that have harmed over 1 million people and wiped out the hard earnings of so many people. The public has been waiting eagerly for these answers under oath before Congress, and the timing of these arrests denies the public of the opportunity. But lawmakers aren't the only one questioning the decisions. You had former prosecutors, you have other people saying, as a former, I love the guy out of, I think he used to be he was a GOP nominee and he was a former attorney general, I think out of Arizona. He says, as a prosecutor, this doesn't make much sense. You want him to talk. We all know that the real reason why megadonor Sam Bankman-Fried was arrested today, so we won't have to testify in front of the Republicans and the Financial House Committee. That was said by Javon A. Price, the American First Policy Institute. I do laugh. Like I said, it's something that is it a conspiracy? I go back to it again. Is it a conspiracy? Is there something very, very wrong here? You know what's something very wrong? And I saw this pop up as I just started recording, because I find it interesting that the New York Times named John Fetterman among one of this year's most stylish people. Okay, the guy wears cargo shorts and a hoodie. He looks like he should be washing some windows on the side of the road with a squeegee. This is someone that is the most stylish people of 20. You know, I've been wearing a hoodie and shorts for years, so that means I'm stylish. This guy is Lurch.
You rang.
What are they smoking over there? This should be a conspiracy theory. This is a total liberal bias to this. He looks like, first of all, he's got that big knob on the back of his neck. So that's one of the reasons why he wears the sweatshirt. And this guy is 49 years old. Lived with mom. All right, you know what? People got to stop bugging me. This guy is 49 years old. Has lived off of mommy and daddy's money until last year, until he became the assistant governor or whatever the hell he became here in Pennsylvania. And like I said, sometimes I think people in Pennsylvania are a bunch of morons. Lieutenant governor, sorry. I'm just reading text messages at the same time. That's his big claim to fame, that he's got an Ivy League education, that he's lived off of mommy, daddy, that he doesn't pay taxes on properties that he owns, but everything is okay because he is now
one of the most stylish men in the world because it's all about democracy and abortions.
It's a joke, right? It has to be a joke. I just laugh. If you want to talk about a conspiracy theory, John Fetterman being voted one of the most stylish. I'm looking at a picture of him and I'm like going, why is Lurch wearing cargo pants and a down jacket with sneakers and no socks? Does this make him more appealable to the everyday man? I loved it when he stood in front of factories giving speeches and he never worked a fucking day in his life. He's never worked in a factory. I've worked in a factory. I've worked for supermarkets. I was part of the Meat Packers Union at one point in time. But he lived off of mommy and daddy's money and mommy and daddy's dime until he got into politics. Now all of a sudden he's got his own money. That should be a conspiracy. That should be a conspiracy theory right there. But no, we don't want to talk about that. We don't want to talk about that. We got a lot to talk about this week. I want to talk about how the Twitter files revealed how much federal censorship made that the mail. You know, it's funny. We always talk about the mail-in ballots. And we're going to get into this in depth tomorrow. And it really kind of reveals how federal censors made mail-in ballots the way to go for Democrats. And we're gonna get into that. We're not gonna get into that today, but we're gonna get into that, I think, tomorrow, because I really think it's I do think it's interesting. We also are going to get into the 1099-K form again tomorrow, because I think a lot of taxpayers, are going to be really surprised, are really going to be shocked in reference to what they're going to have to do with taxes this year because of the American Rescue Act and how it rescued Americans by hurting everyday Americans by increasing inflation. And I love it now because inflation is down to 7.1%. And people are like, Democrats are like, well, we got to take a victory lap. We're at 7.1%. Still the highest in 40 years, but that's okay. And a lot of it's just because it's not having the Federal Reserve interest rates. And it's a lot about people just not doing anything, just not buying anything. I like what Janet Yellen came out a couple of days ago and said, it's because people were buying too much stuff. Yeah. Cause in an economy, you don't want people to buy things. Same thing with gas prices go down. They're taking a victory lap on gas prices, even though that gas consumption has gone down because of the fact that people aren't doing things. People aren't spending money. But that's okay. There are no stupid questions, only stupid people. You know, I really have to get my soundboard fixed. I'm still going to blame my wife. I'm still going to blame my wife because, I'm scrolling through. This is a conspiracy theory. This is a conspiracy theory right now. Because if I just push this button.
You don't want the truth because deep down in places you don't talk about at parties. You want me on that wall. You need me on that wall.
Yeah, that's a good one for this show. That really is. And if you don't like, Democrats hope we can do this. Which is going to be basically neuralize everyone. Okay. And I always love this one because this was one of my favorite lines from Aliens.
We better get back. Because it'll be dark soon, and they mostly come at night. Mostly.
I should just go through the soundboard here. I should just go through the soundboard here and just that should just be one podcast. It's just going through the soundboard and just trying to find different sound effects because I love it, because I still can't find the one I'm looking for. Oh, here it is, right here. So I found it.
But that's okay. Remember, there are no stupid questions, just stupid people.
We're going to try to get more prepared as the year goes on. January 1st is really when this podcast is going to take off. And actually, we have taken off. I have to give a lot of thanks to people who have downloaded. We've gone well over 10,000 downloads already. I think we're in 12 episodes in. We got a couple hundred reviews, 5-star reviews, which I'm shocked about. So we're really going to push forward and make this even better going into 2023. And again, this is Tim. This is Get Off My Lawn, the Matt Romings of a Gen Xer, telling you always this: the truth shall always set you free, and we're out of here.